The Bakers of Weber's Bread present your All-Star Western Theater. Recorded earlier for release at this time.
Drifting along, singing a song under a western moon.
From Hollywood comes your All-Star Western Theater, starring America's great western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, bringing you the music, the stories, and the spirit of the great open spaces. And now, here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Riding down the Santa Fe, just beyond the mountains and across the way. See that sun hang low in the west, for the land I'm loving the best. Here we go, my old Benno. Gotta see a preacher about a gal, so let's burn the trail and yonder we'll go. Riding down to Santa Fe, hey, riding down to Santa Fe. And I'll collect my pay. Need $100 or more to get that rain she's been waiting for. Don't be slow, my old Benno. She'll be there waiting at the door. So let's burn the trail and yonder we'll go. Riding down to Santa Fe. Hey, riding down to Santa Fe.
Hello there, friends. This is Foy Willing speaking for the Riders of the Purple Sage, saying welcome to your All-Star Western Theater, where we have the privilege of bringing you our Western stories and songs. Along about this time each week, we like to sing you a song that's a little bit sentimental. And so, we hope you enjoy our arrangement of Chained to a Memory.
Makes no difference if we two are far apart, dear. I could never, ever love somebody new. Cause there isn't any room inside my heart, dear. While I'm chained to a memory of you,
I could never tell another I belong to them. All the whispered words of love would not be true. I could never tell another that I long for them. Cause I'm chained to a memory of you.
Me free to love anew, but I'll never care for someone else again, dear, while I'm chained to a memory of you.
If the world should end tomorrow, I'd be satisfied, cause you're gone and there is nothing I can do. All my dreams and precious hopes of yesterday have died. Yet I'm chained to a memory of you.
Cowpunchers hit the trail in the old days and followed wherever their fancies led, food for themselves and horses was first in importance on reaching a strange ranch or town. The food had to be good, too. Today, Westerners still demand good food. And that's why good Weber's bread is such a popular loaf in Southern California. If you are not already using Weber's bread, try it. You'll like its soft freshness, its satisfying flavor. Buy a loaf of Weber's bread next time you visit your grocer's. The whole family will enjoy good Weber's bread. The bread in the blue and white gingham wrapper.
Folks, for months now, Johnny Paul and Bud Siebert have been on my neck to let them play an instrumental number. A piece that Benny Goodman made and called Slip Disc. Well, today's the day. And the first guy to hit a sour note sweeps out the bunkhouse for a week. Ready? Now go. Have for you one of the most enduring of the folk songs which retain their popularity, Nellie Bly.
Nellie Bly, Nellie Bly, bring the broom along. We'll sweep the kitchen clean, my dear, and have a little song. Poke the wood, my lady love, and make the fire burn. And while I take the banjo down, just give the mush a turn.
Hi, Nellie, ho, Nellie, listen, love, to me. Sing for you, play for you, notes of melody. Hi, Nellie, ho, Nellie, listen, love, to me. Sing for you, play for you, notes of melody.
Like a turtle dove, I hear it in the meadow and I hear it in the grove.
Nellie Bly had a heart warm as a cup of tea, bigger than the sweet potato down in Tennessee. Hi, Nellie, ho, Nellie, listen, love, to me. Sing for you, play for you, adopt some melody. Hi, Nellie, ho, Nellie, listen, love, to me. Sing for you, play for you, adopt some melody. Hi, Nellie, ho, Nellie, listen, love, to me. Sing for you, play for you, dulcet melody, dulcet melody.
Now
now, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage have another Western story to tell you. One which they call Just One Shot. In the West, there are great expanses of land which few people ever see and which most people have never even heard about. These are the desert areas, the canyons, the unproductive acres which will support life only in the cactus, the Gila monster, and the scrubby pine. Sometimes these lands are aptly called the Badlands, for here's where hunted men seek hiding in the hope of escaping the consequences of their crimes. Here, too, is where the hunters, the defenders of law and order, look for and often find the hunted. Foy Willing, Al Sloy, Johnny Paul, and Scotty Harrell just passed through the Badlands and are heading for the little town of Cogswell, where they'll put up for the night before moving on.
Boys, I'm sure glad we're out of those Badlands.
Same here, Al.
Snakes and lizards have to steal from each other to keep alive in that territory.
Rough territory.
Yes, it is, Scotty.
Boy, where are we going to stay in Cogswell?
Well, we aren't exactly loaded down with big silver dollars.
Well, that's what I was referring to in my own delicate way.
When you come right down to it, we're darn near broke.
Trust Johnny to always throw a beam of happiness and cheer, that's it.
Well, we are.
I believe we can get One Shot to put us up in the jail.
Who's One Shot, boy?
He's the sheriff, Scotty. He's called One Shot because One Shot is all he ever needs.
He's the most honest man and the best sheriff I ever did see, and I've seen a lot of him.
Yeah, he's a good man, all right.
Well, get out the welcome mat, One Shot, because here we come.
Stay here in my jail?
I guess not.
But One Shot.
Well, have a heart, One Shot. You've got room here, ain't you?
I've got room all right, Al. But you boys ain't going to sleep here.
Well, doggone if I'm not surprised. I thought you were a friend of ours.
I am a friend of you boys.
Yeah.
And I don't let my friends sleep in jail.
But
I take them out to my dad's place, where they can sleep in a proper bunkhouse, like friends of mine ought to.
What?
Yes, sir. That's what I do. Now, what do you say we head on out to my dad's?
Your dad doing much ranching these days, One Shot?
Oh, no, Foy. Practically none.
I expect he's getting a little old for heavy work.
Yeah, he hasn't had any stock to speak of for a couple of years. He keeps some chickens and sells the eggs.
More like a hobby, huh?
Well, not exactly. He uses that egg money to make the mortgage payments.
Oh.
He's an independent little old cuss, you know. He doesn't like to take anything from me. Although occasionally I slip 10 or 15 bucks in that old cracked teapot on the pantry shelf where he keeps his egg money.
Do you live at the ranch with him, One Shot?
Oh, no, Foy. I have to sleep at the jail. Part of my job.
Hey, One Shot, where's Joe these days?
I don't know.
Well, he ain't around these parts, huh?
No. He better not be around either.
Well, why do you say that?
There's a price on his head.
There is.
What for?
Joe didn't turn out so good. Want to see me pick that blackbird off the fence post?
Wait, One Shot. Hey, Scotty.
Yeah,
here's your chance to see One Shot operate. He's going to pick that blackbird off the fence post.
What blackbird?
The one way down yonder, Scotty.
He's going to pick him off from here?
You just watch, Scotty.
Going to stop your horse, One Shot?
Nope.
Brother, what an eye!
Another cup of coffee, Foy?
Oh, half a cup, I guess, Dad.
Yeah, you betcha. There you are.
Some half a cup.
Well, man can generally drink a swallow or two more than he thinks.
Oh, I know you, Dad. You're just trying to get me to set up with you here in the kitchen till all hours and gab.
Boy Willing, that's a mean and slanderous remark. And it's perfectly true. Of course, when you want to go out to the bunkhouse and go to bed like the other fellas done already, you got liberty to go.
Don't worry, Dad. As soon as I get sleepy enough, I'll turn in.
Well, it's nice to sit around the kitchen table and talk of an evening.
Dad, are you living here all alone now?
Oh, yes. But One Shot comes out every day to see me.
He tells me you're doing a little chicken farming.
Why, Foy, I've got the best layers in this county. Wonderful hens. It just seems like they know we've got to make those mortgage payments, and they're going to do their part. You boys riding back into town in the morning?
Yeah.
Think I'll just ride along with you. Got to go to the bank and make my payments.
All right, Dad. Be glad to have you ride with us.
Oh, that reminds me. I want to look in my teapot.
That your own personal and private bank?
You betcha.
What is it, Dad?
Old one shot. He slips a few dollars in here now and again. He thinks I don't know it. But I do know. I love that boy dearly for doing it.
You've raised a good man there, Dad.
Oh, one shot's turned out just fine. Couldn't be prouder of him if he was my own flesh and blood.
Why, isn't he?
Oh, no, no. His folks was killed when he was a baby, and I took him and raised him.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he sure thinks the world of you.
Yes, yes, I know. It makes me real, real happy. Now, if only the other... another cup of coffee for you?
No, thanks, Dad. I think I'll go on out to the bunkhouse now and turn in.
Well, I guess it's past my bedtime, too.
I'll say good night to you, Dad.
Good night for you. Good night. Boys? Thought I heard somebody. I better go see. That window. I didn't leave that window open. Hey, you get away from that teapot, you... You! No, don't!
And go after one shot.
Okay, boy.
Boy, I don't know if he's going to last till one shot gets here. He's barely breathing.
They ought to be here any minute now.
Poor little old Dad. I don't know how anybody could do this to him.
That's a terrible lick he took on the side of the head there.
And he's burned so bad.
There they are.
None too soon.
What happened?
Later, one shot. I don't think you've got too much time.
Is he conscious?
I don't think so.
Dead. Dead.
He's trying to open his eyes.
Dead. Try to tell me what happened. Dead. Try hard. Pull the blanket up over his head. What happened?
We aren't sure, one shot. Al was wakened by the smoke. I guess it was the smoke, wasn't it, Al?
Yeah, then I wakened the rest of the guys.
He wakened us and we all ran over to the house.
I don't know how we ever got him out of there at all, one shot. Darn near the whole kitchen was on fire.
Dad was in the kitchen?
That's right.
He was lying on the floor by the table.
Looks to me like he was hit on the head with the butt end of a gun while he was holding the kerosene lamp. When he dropped it and fell, the lamp broke and started the fire.
We were all sound asleep, one shot.
One thing I did notice while we were getting him out...
What?
The cracked teapot was on the kitchen table, and it was empty.
Thieves are cowards, you know. They're like insects under a log, afraid to be seen. There wouldn't be any reason for murder unless Dad saw the guy and recognized him.
You think Dad knew who it was, one shot?
Yeah, I do. You guys want to come with me to hunt him down?
We'll go with you, One Shot.
Sure.
And saddle up. I'm not going to sleep until I find him.
Sun'll be up pretty quick.
Yeah, he'll be holding up for the day, likely.
One Shot, you sure he'd ride out here into the Badlands?
I'm sure, Al. I know the tricks of a guy like that. They want to travel where nobody's going to see him.
Where do you think he'll hide?
Somewhere up there in Stony Canyon.
We'll never find him in there, One Shot. There's a million hiding places in that 5-mile stretch of canyon.
We aren't going to hunt for him, boy.
Well, what are we going to do?
He'll be thinking he can get out of the other end of the canyon around about dusk, I reckon. Three of us will be there waiting for him.
Where'll the other two be?
At this end of the canyon, just in case he gets cagey and backtracks.
Al, you and Johnny stay at this end of the canyon. Scotty and I'll go with One Shot around the other end.
All right.
I'm staying with Al.
Yeah, Johnny. Scotty, you come on with Gunshot and One Shot and me.
Okay.
If you see him, Al, try to get him without killing him.
You know, it might be better if we knew who we were looking for.
We know who we're looking for.
Oh.
It's 3 o'clock and the sun's hot and I'm hungry.
Oh, Johnny, it won't hurt you to use a little of that excess fat you've accumulated around your middle.
Fat? Al, I'm not fat. Looky there. My stomach's as flat as a board.
Well, if that's the case, you'd better stop wearing your blanket roll around your waist. It creates a wrong impression.
Ah, you.
And you better quit peeking over that boulder every 5 minutes, too.
Well, we're supposed to be watching for the murderer, ain't we?
Yeah, but if he sees that Stetson of yours rising up from behind this rock before you see him, it'll be too nice to have known you and say a good word at the Golden Gate for me.
He'd make a great deputy. Cautious Slowey, the demon manhunter.
Well, that's better than impetuous Paul. May he rest in peace.
You're a scarehead.
Oh, I'm a scarehead, huh?
I didn't even see anybody.
Cautious Slowey will now look with his hat off and around the base of the boulder. Hey, I'm not sure I'm cut out for this kind of work.
Did you see him?
He's directly across the canyon. We've got to get on our horses and ride out shooting.
That kind of stuff can be dangerous.
Ride fast and shoot fast, Johnny. We've got to chase him up the canyon so he has to go out the other end.
Why?
Well, this is one guy. One Shot will want to take care of himself. Come on.
We'd better crawl.
We better turn into lizards till we get to those horses.
He can't see us while we're flat, can he?
No, but he might get in a lucky shot.
Man, that's rough.
Hey, persistence is all get out, ain't he?
Yeah.
Get your pistol ready.
Got it.
And be sure you don't hit him.
Okay.
All right, up fast.
Clock, One Shot.
I don't really expect to see him before dusk.
Dogged if I'm not hungry.
We'll eat later, Scotty.
You hear that?
Listen.
Must be Johnny now.
He did try to backtrack.
Down there to the right. There he is.
That's him.
Come on.
Wait for it.
He's stopping and looking back.
Johnny and Al are withdrawing. Come on, let's ride down there after him.
Boy, I'm going alone.
Alone?
You see who it is, don't you?
Why,
look good.
Yeah. Yeah, I see who it is.
You see why I've got to go alone.
I see why, One Shot.
Now, I don't get it. Why aren't we going?
Good luck, One Shot.
Thanks.
I'm sorry.
I am too, Foy. If it's got to be this way, it's got to be this way.
But, Foy...
Wait, Scotty. Watch.
Well, the guy sees One Shot. He's drawing.
So's One Shot.
One Shot got him.
Nobody should ever draw against One Shot.
Why didn't he want us to go down there with him? Who is that guy?
That guy's name is Joe.
Well, who's Joe?
Joe and One Shot were both raised by Dad. Joe is One Shot's twin brother.
Friendship meant a great deal in the early days, just as it does now. Before the law came to the frontier, a man had to depend on his six gun and his true friends in order to survive. Nowadays, friendship means the same as it did in those far-off rugged times. It means someone who will help, someone on whom you can depend. The bakers of Weber's Bread are friends to the housewife, for they bake famous Weber's Bread, the bread that helps, because it forms a substantial part of the daily menu. The bread on which you can depend, because its fine quality is consistent. Next time you go shopping, buy a loaf of good Weber's bread and try it. Your entire family will enjoy its firm, even texture, its fresh softness, and its distinctive flavor. Remember, it's Weber's Bread in the blue and white gingham wrapper.
The spotlight in your all-star Western theater swings to a special arrangement of one of the great Western songs. Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage sing When the White Roses Bloom in Red River Valley.
Sunset trail to you, 'neath the pale yellow moon, down in Red River Valley, we will meet and plan a rainbow ranch for two.
Goodbye, my darling.
One kiss before I go. Remember, I love you, and I want you to know when the white roses bloom down in Red River Valley. I'll come back and make your every dream come true.
Goodbye, my darling.
One kiss before I go. Remember, I love you, and I want you to know when the white roses bloom down in Red River Valley.
And make your every dream come true.
Well, that about finishes the roundup in your All-Star Western Theater for this time, friends. We're always glad when you can be with us, and we invite you to join us again next week. Before we go, we want to thank John Smith and Bob Bruce for helping us tell our story. This is Foy Willing speaking for Al Sloy, Johnny Paul, and Scotty Harrell, the Riders of the Purple Sage. So long, and the best of luck to all of you.
Drifting along, singing a song under a western moon.
From Hollywood, you've heard your all-star Western theater, a V.M. Bear production starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. The script was written and directed by Scott Farnworth. This is Terry O'Sullivan speaking.
The All-Star Western Theater came to you by transcription. Listen again next week at this same time over this same Columbia station for your All-Star Western Theater. This program came to you from Columbia Square.